Let's turn our attention now to the Baltimore City paper. We only have a few minutes left, so I want to jump right into it. Karen Hooper is with us, who's the editor of the paper. Karen, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So tell us about the issue. This is when one of your authors, or one of the focuses is Malaika. She was in the studio today. So tell me a bit about what's happening with this issue.
Well, we are obviously revisiting the Freddie Gray issue, looking back over the last year, and we have, in addition to an events listing talking about an event that's happening near the CVS today, other things that are happening at the Reginald Lewis this week, the Hopkins series that's going on that talks about geographies of exclusion and redlining. And we also have a piece about Westside Elementary, which is in the Penn North area,
yes, yes.
And a look at sort of their lack of resources on the heels of the riot.
I read through that very quickly. That was a really important piece, I think, that you published.
Yeah. It's interesting because, in terms of resources or help, therapists or counselors talking to the kids about what they've seen and what went on, they really didn't get any help with that kind of thing. So that was interesting. And then we have a Q&A with the police commissioner, Kevin Davis, talking about the past year and the police department. And in particular, I thought it was interesting because he talked about the push to get civilians on the administrative review board for police officers and his desire. I thought it was pretty interesting that he said, he wanted to be the one to appoint those people and clearly kind of wants to maintain control of that process, which I guess is not a surprising perspective, but nonetheless, he's pretty direct about it. And he says during the interview, I'll quote, he says, if I don't have total control of the makeup of the administration hearing board right now in Baltimore, which I don't, it's hard to completely and wholly hold me responsible for all disciplinary matters.
Which is interesting,
control.
Right.
Yeah, so, that's interesting. And then he talked a little bit about, the tension between the community, less talking about, big structural reforms or efforts to make sure that officers are towing the line, et cetera, and focusing a lot on kind of the relationship with kids. He talked about having all the
right.
officers spend a day with the kids, which, is a little bit of, I think, more image spin perhaps than kind of profound changes in the way the police operate. But anyway, an effort to, reach out to the community. So, that was an interesting Q&A, and we also have a review of Center Stage's Detroit 67, which
interesting play. Saw that play.
Yeah. So it's a packed issue, and again, much about the protests.
You also had this piece for, but it was interesting with the digital high students. And White Antelope Youth and the stuff they're doing to document the uprising and more.
Right. They've done this great project working with high school students and some middle school students to do audio, video, and print photographs of the city related to the uprising, related to other things, related to the way teenagers see themselves in their city. And in a way, it sounds like an effort to address perceptions in the national press about Baltimore. And they have a new book coming out this week too, which will be on sale in some of the local bookstores.
Oh, really?
At various events. Yeah. So that should be interesting too.
So it's a great issue. This is an important issue given the moment that we're in. Karen Hooper, editor-in-chief of the Baltimore City Paper. Always a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to this issue.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much. And thank you all for writing in and calling in and making the show what it is and bringing your ideas to the airwaves. The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Stephanie Mavronis and Mark Gunnery. Our engineers, Andre Melton. Our interns are Morgan Barber and Calvin Perry. Our theme music is by Wal Matthews of Clean Cuts. Send me your thoughts about today's program to talk@steinershow.org. And podcast Mark Steiner Show and share it with your friends. Visit us on the web at steinershow.org or listen to us via your favorite podcasting app. of your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA, 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.